eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Good morning, campers!
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, well, here we go. It's Friday. It's a Ranger Friday and a Nick Friday and a football Friday. Oh, hi there, Al. Nice to see you and Whimsy and Al. Nice to see that. And Al, dude, what's up, man?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Playoffs are getting boring. No one's losing.
They just win. The Rangers are now 7-0 in the postseason, 9-0 going back to the regular season, 9-game winning streak. The Knicks win. Well, we'll see.
We'll see, but I mean, the Rangers keep rolling now. I don't like that these games go into overtime. That seems a little silly.
Well, another if you had to stay up to watch it, yeah, it would suck. I would tell you the random sports fan loves it.
They love an overtime because it's exciting.
Especially like someone like myself who has no dog in the fight, as they say. Had I stayed up for that game last night, I would have liked to, but I didn't. I love overtime. It does, because it's cool.
We're going to overtime.
Very nerve-wracking if you're the Hurricanes or the Ranger fan.
Yeah, that's true.
But for a random sports fan, pretty cool.
And then the Rangers win again now. Like you said, Jerry, it's 7 in a row. Now, I almost did a wee Rangers, Jerry. Rangers Hurricanes play tomorrow night where they could close it out. I say they lose this one on purpose. Let's do it at the Garden.
I don't think they'll do it on purpose, but at some point, Carolina is a really good team. You would think that the bounce will go their way for once. But I agree. They'd be done in five.
Let's rest some players tomorrow
night.
They're
not going to rest
in
players.
Carolina and then get back at it at the Garden.
If you win tonight, you get more time off.
Oh, that's true.
So you're not resting players.
That's true,
Jerry.
Come on now. That's a good point.
I think that Florida-Boston series could go 6 or 7 games. So if the Rangers can wrap this up tomorrow night, they could be looking at a week off.
Plus, it is down in Carolina where a lot of New Yorkers move.
Yeah, but I will tell you.
Be a party there.
Looking at that building last night, there are certainly Ranger fans there. When they score the goal, they pan to the crowd. You do see some. They did a good job, though, of keeping the Ranger fans out for the most part.
No, I bet it is down there when you get a place like, I think this happened in Tampa when Tampa got the Lightning. I think when a hockey team moves into a new location that's never had hockey before, that it's unlike football or baseball where you already have a team and if you've moved there. So if you weren't a hockey fan and you're from the New York area and you moved to Carolina to retire, you'll be a Hurricanes fan.
You might be.
If you had no connection to the Rangers or Devils or Islanders living up here.
And you're just going to start watching hockey because you got a team.
It is cool to get a fresh start with a team. You're like, I'm going to be a Carolina Panthers. Carolina Hurricanes. A lot of people make that mistake, by the way. Carolina Panthers.
So do I.
Yeah.
The Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the problem, Jerry.
I know.
Hurricanes and Panthers.
Yep, I know.
There's too many of them.
Yep, I've done that too many times. Your brain just writes Carolina Panthers because of the NFL, or sometimes Florida. And Carol is like, well, which one's which?
There's Panthers in Carolina for football and in hockey for NHL.
Yep.
Those Panthers are in Florida. The Hurricanes are in Carolina.
And they're in Raleigh, where the Panthers are in Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh. It's so confusing, Jerry. It's confusing for the hardcore sports fan like myself.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I am, Jerry.
Right on.
I saw Philip Cheadle returned.
Or Heedle.
It's funny. That's one of those names, you know, screening the calls, Jerry. People call and be like, hey, I want to talk to Boomer about this. Philip Cheadle. And I'm like, I got to put that on the screen. I don't know what that guy just said.
Right. Philip Heedle.
Are you sure, Jerry?
I'm positive.
His last name starts with a CH.
I know what it starts with. It's Heedle.
Philip Heedle.
Yeah.
Why does he get to play when he's been out for like 70 straight games or something?
Injured. He's still on the team.
But he just gets to roll up and get in a playoff game?
He is part of the team.
Man.
Just because he was hurt doesn't mean he was completely banned for the rest of the year.
But he missed 78 straight games.
Yeah, I didn't realize
games.
It was that many.
78 games, and he gets to roll in when they're up 2-0, you know, 2-0 in the series, and now they're up 3-0.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least when they win the Stanley Cup, he'll feel like he was a part, as opposed to like Jacob DeGrom when the Rangers won the World Series. You got to sit there and smile like you had a part in it when you didn't.
But Philip Heedle coming back, Jerry, that meant Matt Rempe was a healthy scratch.
Yes.
I thought that guy, we need that guy to punch me.
No. And there was a couple scrums last night, too.
We could have used them.
At one point, they're dropping gloves. Not much happened, but it could have. And then they went to the break. They're screaming at each other. You never know.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen. When you are 7-0 in the playoffs and you've won 9 straight, anybody that's going to argue with anything the coach does is an idiot. Because it's working pretty good right now.
That's true. It is working. Man, so they're up 3-0. What's the Knicks series?
2-0.
2-0. And we got the Knicks tonight, and that game is in Indiana.
Correct.
Man, this is some sort of weird sports fantasy land we're living in.
Did you see the parlay yesterday that you can put on the Knick Ranger Championship?
No.
I believe it was plus 8,000.
Really?
Bet 100 to win 8,000 for both of them to win the championship.
So not only do they got to get there.
They got to win it.
They've got to be the winners.
Yes.
Oh,
I love the Rangers' chances.
That sounds like a nice $10 bet.
Yeah.
And what would I win?
$800.
$800?
What the hell? And now the Rangers won again last night, so those odds probably come down a little bit more.
Man.
But that's what I saw yesterday morning. I thought that was kind of cool.
But if the Knicks lose tonight in Indiana, those odds will get
they'll
right
go back up.
Right
yeah.
back to where they were.
Yeah, not a lot, though, because they'll still be up 2-1. But I think it depends on how they lose, the fact that Ananobi's out. Don't know how long he'll be out for. And for the Knicks to win an NBA title, which to me is aggressive, I really believe they'll get through the series. They'll be in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they beat the Celtics, that would be unbelievable. I don't know if they could beat – well, I shouldn't say that. They can beat anybody, I guess. I was going to say, I don't know if they could beat Denver, but they played Denver really well this year, so maybe they could. I don't know. Dallas, Oklahoma City. I mean, these teams, Minnesota was one of the, if not the best team in the West this year. So if they ever got past Boston, what the hell? Keep the momentum train going, but God, it'd be hard.
Yeah, I was thumbing through Twitter before coming on, and I saw a video of Sal saying that the Knicks will get swept by the
Yeah, I heard
Celtics.
I heard that yesterday, too. He was very much in line with Charles Barkley, not because of, you know, Barkley was like, you guys deserve to get swept. Not that. He just thinks the Celtics are that much better and deeper, especially now the injury to Ananobi.
Did Sal also say he likes mystery street meat in New York City like Charles Barkley does?
He didn't, but he screamed at more callers.
He did yell at callers.
Did,
that's
yes.
good.
Yeah. That's a Sal thing.
Screaming at callers?
Yeah. Very, very similar yet very different. Sal has some Pete Franklin in him. You're an idiot.
Fire me.
Get out.
You think Sal's Sal seems very calm when I see him in the the newsroom?
Yeah.
Very calm.
He's very easily worked up.
Do you think in real life as well?
Oh yeah.
So he's worked up if he's driving home and there's a problem, he might be yelling in the car the same way he yells at callers?
I think it's possible. I don't know that. I think it's possible.
The next time we're at an event where we're there with our wives and girlfriends, I'm going to ask his wife. Is he like this?
When is
real
this event going to be?
I don't know. The last time it happened, it was at Fliegelman's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The next time one of these guys gets married that I'm invited to.
Yeah, I don't know that there's really anybody in line that's going to be inviting
left.
Us anywhere.
That's true.
I'm waiting for, here's what I want. I want the Licata summer party invitation.
Ooh.
That's what I want.
You think I would get an invite to
no.
that? What?
I don't,
New Jersey.
But I could talk him into that. I could talk him into that.
You tell him I want to come to that.
Okay. I'll let him know.
That would be cool.
The morning show wants to come to your house.
The whole morning show, yeah.
Yes.
Although the guys in Long Island are not coming.
They're
to
not
New
going.
Jersey.
That's what makes the invite perfect.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You're inviting 5, maybe 3 show up.
Right, me, you, and Eddie would show
Absolutely.
Up.
Perfect.
And we'd be happy to do it.
Yeah.
So Knicks tonight, you mentioned, Jerry, OG Anunoby. Why can't I say these names?
You said that right.
Okay. Because sometimes I start to say the name, and then you're looking at me funny, and then I think, then you get in my head, and then I say the name wrong.
No, I didn't look at you funny at all. You did that perfectly.
Like Philip Cheadle.
The problem with that is Philip Cheadle looks like, although spelled differently, Don Cheadle.
It does look like Don
Cheadle.
And he
does pronounce his name with the C-H. Philip Cheadle, which has the Y, is a little different. It is Cheadle.
Are any other languages other than English all screwy like that?
Where Moroccan.
Where they have like a thing.
I have no idea.
Like knife is spelled K-N.
I don't
know. There's no reason for that.
No, I agree. What's wrong with N-I-F-E?
N-I-F-E, knife.
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
Right.
You couldn't.
I don't know if there's other languages. Is Spanish like that? Is Chinese like that?
Don't know.
Japanese, Jerry. You see what I'm saying?
I do, I don't know. I have no idea.
Who else is not playing tonight? Oh, they say Jalen Brunson is questionable. What are your thoughts?
He's playing.
You think he's playing a full-on game?
Yes.
They're just trying to, why are we throwing that out there then, that he's
well, because he missed the second quarter of the last game with a foot injury.
But then he rolled right back up to the, after the second half.
Yeah, and I guess there was some thought that it was a testicular injury.
Testicular?
That they didn't want to say. I don't know. Well, because there was, I know you didn't see the game, but I don't know if the highlights showed, there was a point in that game in the first quarter where he was holding his stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
And looked like he was in pain. So the theory that was going around yesterday was that maybe it wasn't a foot injury. Maybe it was a testicular injury, like he got hit harder than he would have liked.
Yeah, contusion.
And needed some time to breathe. Then there was the theory that it was a foot injury. They had to do x-rays to make sure, and that took a half hour. I don't know, but here's what I do know. He played phenomenal in the second half. He said he was fine. He'll be out there tonight.
Maybe he has two minor injuries, Jerry. Neither one of them on their own is a problem, but when your balls and your ankle hurts at the same time, that will slow down your movements.
Hey, not great. I mean, you certainly know as a man who used to be an athlete.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little flick can incite some pain.
Yeah.
Now imagine a smack or a punch inadvertently.
Correct.
I could see how it could knock you out for a little while.
Yeah, definitely slow you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if it's sore down there, Jerry, and he's running and they're moving.
Right.
Because when you run, they move. They go with you. And when you're warm, as the players are when they're playing, they'll hang a little lower.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah, uh-huh.
If they were playing really in a cold atmosphere.
They were not.
They would.
Yeah.
It's one of the few body parts that adapts to
temperature controlled.
Yeah, yeah. Temperature controlled. Like you get a whole different situation depending on the temperature. And it's not like your eyelids loosen up, Jerry, when it's warm and tighten up.
Oh, mine flap all over the place.
You have big flappy eyelids? Jerry, I don't like this. We've talked about the language that's being used in by athletes these days. Josh Hart was asked about not having Anunoby in the lineup. And he said, quote, I'm playing 48 anyways. No, I'm sorry. I want to do that correctly, Jerry. I'm playing 48 anyways, dog. Ain't S change.
You talking about the clip that I played yesterday twice?
When was this now?
6:30.
Which show was that on? When you did the 11 o'clock update?
At 6:30 and 9:30.
6:30? I was probably talking to some terrible callers.
Eddie, can you put my fader up, please?
Faders.
I'm playing 48 anyway, dog. Change.
See, I can't even understand that. You know
what
I'm
well,
saying?
Well, part of that is the audio's not great because it was from the reporter's recording.
Yeah.
As opposed from the TV camera's recording where it's really clean. And it was in the locker room. He wasn't at the podium.
But I love a good podium.
I do too, but we did play that a couple of times. Well, that's where the Luka Doncic one is so good. Did you see that?
I saw that it exists. I didn't hear it yet, though.
All right. So there's the theory. I mean, at first people thought people were having sex behind the screen or something next
while
to him.
While he was at the podium?
Yes. I think the real thing, which is the latest bunch of tweets I saw, is that someone clearly had like their, whether it's RedTube or Pornhub, one of those apps open by mistake, because this is what happened as he's mid-sentence.
We were open shot, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
And he just lays his head on the microphone, like, what the hell?
What was that? They didn't come to a conclusion?
No.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
Oh.
Yeah. So someone's kind of assuming it's probably a phone, whether it's a ringtone or an app that went off, someone's looking at pornography on their phone and we shut it down, but didn't. Who knows?
Remember Pornhub did those studies where, like, when your team, sometimes when your team wins, you watch pornography because you're all jacked up.
And when you lose, you watch more.
And when you lose, you watch pornography to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So someone was doing that right after the game.
I have no idea. But it was pretty noticeable since Luka Doncic stopped and then put his head, just rested his head on the microphone. Man. Like, what the hell?
That girl was having a good old time for herself.
Yeah, I would say
like
she was,
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
That sounds genuine, too. It doesn't sound, you know, sometimes they're acting, Jerry.
I don't think they were acting.
Yeah, it sounded real.
Yeah, well, we've seen and we've heard about athletes having sex under the stands, Mets, back in the day. Maybe that was what was going on. I don't know. I have no idea.
I heard Sammy Hagar being interviewed. He said he used to have relations with women in the middle of the show under the stage during an Eddie Van Halen solo.
No, as long as you can be quick, right? I mean, my God.
Yeah. How do these guys not all have VD? I don't get it.
How do you know they don't?
Because he still looks pretty good, that Sammy Hagar. Right, I would think VD would have taken its toll on him.
Maybe his penis has warts on it.
That's possible,
I'm just saying,
right?
You don't know.
I don't see. Right, you're right. I don't see that. I see
no idea.
His face, and I see he's in good shape and still singing at 70 something years
old.
He may have warts.
He could be a disaster down there.
Right.
You don't know. So, yeah, but yeah, a lot of wild stuff goes on at these live events. Don't know what that was, but that was odd.
Hmm.
That was odd.
That was a strange one,
mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Pretty much. So, I don't know. Good night. Listen. At the end of the day, good night for the Rangers. They win in overtime. They're up 3-0. They are now 9 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. And think of this. Right now, they're in the midst of a 9-game winning streak.
So, wait a minute. They win this series.
They go to the conference finals. Win 4 there. Stanley Cup finals. Win 4. Champions.
Wow.
Does Boomer get on a float?
No.
No?
Like a parade float here down Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't mean a pool float. Like, I mean,
because that I could see him doing. I could see him getting on a pool float, a Rangers pool float, definitely.
If we could work that out, I'm sure.
I could probably find one of those online.
You imagine him like getting as drunk as Ovechkin or Brady with the bottle of tequila.
Yes, I mean,
we've seen it.
I think, I was going to say, go back a year. Been there, done that. Why the hell not? Sucking down to.
We have to make this happen.
A Casamigos float.
Yes, perfect.
Get Casamigos to buy a big giant float and put Boomer on it.
When? So this is a good question. When are the Stanley Cup Finals? Anybody know?
I'm going to say like June, going to end like June 20th or?
I won't be
July 4th parade down Broadway with Boomer.
Let's see.
On a float.
I wonder if I would think the dates are probably set,
yes.
No?
Yeah.
All right, so Stanley Cup Finals, the date is they will end no later than June 24th.
Hmm.
So no, you're right. Perfect. So it could be the 20th, 21st. Yes. Of course, I'm away that weekend.
Nailed it.
Might not be here for that, but we should have a Rangers parade coming up pretty soon.
I like that, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Al and Jerry, number one with people in cars stuck in traffic on the LIE and the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, we certainly see that enough. 25 after 5, though, when you're winning games in the playoffs, you don't mind being in traffic. Not as much, I should say. It's kind of okay.
Right, if you're a Ranger fan or a Knicks fan, you're driving to work today, you're stuck in traffic, you're like, whatever.
And you're on cloud nine.
It's Friday.
That's exactly right.
It's Friday. I thought no one goes to work on Fridays anyway. Everyone, quote-unquote, works from home, Jerry.
True. And I know the weekend's not going to be awful. It ain't going to be great, but it ain't going to be awful. There's nothing worse, though, than a rainy Friday.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
I saw somebody who posts stuff about jobs and things on Twitter, and they had a poll they were doing, and I was just so thrown off by this poll. And the poll question was something like, if you found your dream job,
yeah,
that paid well and da-da-da, but you had to go to work 5 days a week, would you take it?
Huh.
And like, people were like, what is going on?
Remote world is what's going
people
on.
People love a remote world,
Jerry. Yeah, they do. They do.
I'm somebody who loves to be in my house, but you got to get out of your house at some point.
I wouldn't mind, and I mean this, especially since we did it the way we did it during the pandemic. I wouldn't mind one day a week at home.
Yeah.
I like coming in. But if you told me one day a week I could sleep an extra 45 minutes and work from home, and when my shift was over, I was home, great. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I was the last guy. I was came back kicking and screaming.
I know. And you were happy when you got back.
Oh, my gosh. I was so happy I got back. It just changes the dynamic of the work life.
I agree.
You've got to be amongst people.
I think Monday's a good day to be home.
But then Tuesday will start to feel like Mondays.
I disagree, because there's no Tuesday feel like there's a Sunday night Monday feel. If you have to get up, you got to get up. And once you get that work day over, you're into the work week.
That's true.
I don't know that that would ever feel like a Monday. Could be wrong.
Jerry, former LSU teammates Jaden Daniels, who's now with the Commanders, and Malik Nabers, who's now with the New York Giants, have a $10,000 bet with each other on who will win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Do you think they got to pick someone other than themselves?
No, I think they picked themselves.
Neither one of these two has any shot of being Offensive Rookie of the Year. Malik Nabers has no one to throw him the football.
And, well, Daniel Jones.
And Jaden Daniels has no
shot. Who's the quarterback
shot
in Washington? I don't even know off the top of my head right now.
Jaden Daniels. I guess he's hoping it's Jaden Daniels.
No, but is he like, we know he's going to go in and start week one?
That's a good question. Washington?
I guess in this day and age of the NFL, yeah, that probably is what it's going to be.
Right. I feel like they have a depth chart. Let me check the depth chart, Jerry. They have Marcus Mariota and Sam Hartman and Jeff Driscoll.
Hmm.
But right now in the depth chart, they have Jaden Daniels 1, Marcus Mariota 2.
Okay, so he is going to walk in and start. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I guess it makes sense. That is what we see. I mean, I don't love the idea, but
yeah. Do you know that the NFL is now investigating these two for making this bet?
I mean, why don't you put more FanDuel commercials on? I mean, right, my
they're like,
God.
They're really not allowed to be betting with each other. Yeah.
Well, I guess you investigate it from the standpoint of, are they betting on apps?
And yeah,
I don't
just,
know.
This is just a $10,000 cash bet between the two of them, which neither one of them is going to have to pay off anyway.
Also didn't need to make it public.
Yeah, I guess Nabers is the one who said it somewhere, and then someone asked Jaden Daniels, and he was like, oh, he told you that? It's just a little private fun bet, Jerry.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's
nothing
fine.
Wrong with that. I agree. And they're not going to have to pay it off anyway, because neither one of them is going to do anything fascinating this year.
Well, we'll see. That's why they play the games, Al.
That's why they play the games. A comedian Andrew Scholes, Jerry, he said that Tom Brady roasters were told no Robert Kraft massage jokes.
Yeah, I saw this. I don't know what podcast this was or YouTube show, but I did see this. And his point, he went on to say, Brady's point was, this is about, you're roasting me. This guy's just going to be there sitting in the stands. Leave him alone. Andrew Scholes actually said, like, he understood that.
I would agree with that, except for, one, he was there, and two, he did get up and speak. So
yeah.
And three, they torched Belichick.
Right, well, he was on the dais, as
what
they
I'm
say.
Saying is, what Andrew Scholes said, this is not me, what he said was, Brady's point to the comedians was, this is not about him. You're coming to roast me. I guess you could roast anybody, but he made it clear, Leave him out of it. Say whatever you want about me. So I don't know.
You're supposed to roast people that are on the dais, which Bill Belichick certainly was. He was up on the stage sitting.
And what Andrew Schultz said was Kraft was not. He was
Kraft
in the crowd.
Was not. He was in the crowd. Right. And yeah, you're right. Even when they went to him, he did his stuff, his talk from the crowd.
Right.
He wasn't up on the dais.
So this is the set, because Nikki Glaser said the same thing. She thought it was very real. So did he. So I guess it was.
But when Jeffrey Ross was told to stop that.
To cut that bleep out.
Meanwhile, Giselle's reading that and going, I wasn't on the dais either. What am I getting trashed for?
Well, she didn't get trashed. He got trashed for the divorce.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, she was brought up, but the jokes were more about you lost your wife. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Giselle blah, Giselle is this. Giselle, it was, you got 7 rings. Oh, forgot you have 8 because of the one Giselle gave you back. Ha, ha, ha. Or the one about the jujitsu or whatever Russo called them. Can beat your ass while blanking blank. I mean, it wasn't ripping her.
Right, and all those jokes, you're right. And all those jokes, she was the superior one.
Yes, yeah. So I didn't see the whole thing. You did.
I did, yeah.
I don't think she got ripped at all, though. But she was involved.
She was very involved,
yes.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of people make jokes about Tom Brady having plastic surgery. He does.
Well, either that or he is reverse aging.
Correct.
So something's going on.
He definitely has fake hair, and only Peyton Manning brought that up.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, Peyton Manning did bring
up.
Was
Peyton Manning any good?
He was pretty good.
And how come none of his clips went anywhere?
I don't know. You know why? He was on so late, and that thing was so long, people just crammed.
Lost interest.
Yeah, people lost interest, as I did. But I was like, I
you
have to.
Powered through?
I have to power through. Of course, I watched it in 3 days.
Can you do me a favor? The next time you want to watch a game, can you just power through and actually watch the game?
Power through, but it would take me 3 days.
Well, that's not good, because they play 3 games in 3 days in baseball.
Yeah. That's true. I'd be fall so far behind, Jerry.
You would be very far behind. Season be over. Al's in May.
We do know Netflix is trying live things. They did this live roast with Tom Brady.
And apparently, Boomer said he wouldn't be surprised if Netflix had live football.
They did live boxing. They're going to do Tyson, Jake Paul. They did a 6-night run of live talk shows with comedian John Mulaney.
Really?
Which I'm watching. I'm only on show 2.
Clearly you're not watching it live.
I'm not watching it live, but it is awkwardly entertaining.
Okay.
Because it's so bizarre. But if you liked the David Letterman late night show from the NBC days and how that was somewhat awkward, lowly, produced, looks like they're kind of walking through a rehearsal when it's the actual show, then I recommend it. It's very odd and awkward.
I'll put that on the list, which is now 9 pages long.
You are not going to watch that. I tell you that right now.
Probably
you,
not.
Yeah, you would lose interest in that quickly.
I actually realized I only sit down and watch TV between 7 and 8 o'clock. That's it. And usually it's a game.
I do the same thing, other than that game part. Between 7 and 8 is my TV time. 6:45 to 8 o'clock. That's when I allow myself television.
Except for the game part.
Yeah, other than that part, we're very similar.
What about the weekends?
The weekends?
I'll watch more on Sundays for sure, because there's more games on. It's a better sports day. But are you watching Netflix or whatever, HBO Max
on
the weekends?
I really don't put the TV on during the day. That's like a nighttime as I wind down for the night, from my very stressful day.
Oh, I know.
I have to wind down.
Mm-hmm. From your 4 dog walks.
Yeah, I mean, that alone, Jerry.
I hear you.
Now, let me see if you'd be interested in this show, Jerry. The Shohei Ohtani interpreter gambling scandal.
Not interested.
There's an approved scripted TV series in the works.
Not interested.
Me neither.
Nope.
This is going to be a gigantic bomb.
Yeah,
no one's watching that.
I agree. Not interested at all.
I'd be interested in a documentary type thing as once this whole thing gets through and we find out what really happened and a number of years go by and people will talk about it.
But you don't want to see the 3 p.m. after school special on ABC?
No.
Me neither.
But even if Shohei's not involved, then who cares?
Yeah, I agree.
Right. You're right.
He's an interpreter. It's whatever.
So this scripted series, they better maybe use some embellishments since it's not a documentary and make it seem like Ohtani was the one doing the betting. Otherwise, you're right. Who cares?
When is this mess coming out?
Well, it just got approved for. It just got bought. The idea got bought, and they have
the idea got bought,
and they have producers and a company that's going to do it.
Isn't the idea what actually just happened?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not an idea. It's actually real events.
I see. Why don't I start selling ideas of things that actually happened?
You should try and put that out there. Here's my idea. A team from New York goes to Carolina, wins a game.
It's a TV series. Oh, anyone interested in buying it?
Give me a break.
Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Just take things that actually happen.
Yes.
Say, I have an idea. What about a scripted TV show about this?
Who sold this? Mitsuhara?
No, he's right. He's probably like, I could have sold this.
My God, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, well. Quick break. We got time for more, Eddie.
No, let's do a quick break because it's 36 and I don't want to get backed up, Jerry.
Sounds good. You have something on the show sheet that is very interesting to me.
Oh, is that right?
I would like to actually get to if we can on the other side.
I'm so curious.
I'm surprised you're curious. I'm actually surprised you didn't hit on it yet.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll do that after this and then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
Al and Jerry, two manly men that could definitely change a flat tire.
Well, at least one of us could. We do know that. Nice to have you with us. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Well, of course, we get it started like now. If you're up, if you're not, get your ass up and let's go. You put something on the show sheet that fascinated me.
Is that right, Jerry?
Just the replacements?
No, this is a guy named Mike Doty.
Mike Doty.
That's a great opening line, though, of this song. I went to school with 27 Jennifers. That's
okay.
Funny. That's funny.
That's kind of cool.
Like, there was an era where every girl was named Jennifer.
Well, not every girl, but a lot.
A lot of girls.
I had a lot of Jennifers and Michelles.
Yeah.
That was a popular name.
There were certain names where I feel like you had a better chance of being an attractive woman. Jennifer was one of them.
Samantha.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a hot name.
Yeah. Samantha.
It's
Samantha's
true.
A good one.
Samantha's a good one.
Like, if you were going to be set up on a blind date years ago and they said, her name is Samantha, you'd be like, I'm in.
Right. Gertrude, not so much.
Right. Samantha, you just tell me where to show up, Jerry, and I will be there.
You put this thing on the show sheet that actually had my eyes turn.
Oh, okay, Jerry.
I read it once. I read it twice.
All right. Well, let me hit the audience with it. John Lewis of Sports Media Watch, Jerry, he's a man who analyzes sports TV ratings. He said that the Knicks are not that big of a draw outside of New York, as far as, you know, we always hear,
yes,
oh, the NBA wants the Knicks in and all this stuff. Another ratings analyst in this article told Sports Business Journal that the Rangers, New York Rangers, have more local TV viewers on MSG than the Knicks do during the regular season. And yet, Jerry, we banish hockey talk.
No, I didn't. Someone on this show did, and I don't know who did.
Craig.
I've been saying this for years, that the Ranger, the hockey fan, is a crazy fan base. And for whatever reason, I don't know why we made the decision we did. Maybe it was Craig. I don't know. Maybe it's because if it was him, he didn't like it, didn't watch it, didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
But the idea that there's no one cares about hockey crap. And I know the
nobody
national,
cares about hockey, Boomer.
I know the national ratings.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. I know the national ratings are never good, but neither are the national ratings for baseball.
Right.
And neither are the national ratings for the NBA. But I will tell you that the Ranger fan is beyond nuts in a good way. The Devil fan, while smaller fan base, and the Islander smaller fan base, man, they love it. And that, it surprised me just because I really believed that the Knicks were like number two after the NFL. Now they're at least number three, and quite frankly, I think the Yankees would beat them too. So all of a sudden, are the Knicks like the fourth most popular team in this town?
Right, right when they're making a nice playoff run.
Yeah, it's just that was. While I'm not surprised, I am a little bit surprised, and I think pretty much because I've been brainwashed over the last 12 years or whatever it's been with this crap narrative that's been out there.
Do you think it's Craig Carton's fault?
I don't know, because I don't know where it came from. You're saying it was him.
I don't know if it was Bob
Dwyer. I don't know where it came from.
I think Craig started the nobody cares about hockey.
And probably, I hate it. I've always hated it.
Probably because he doesn't understand the sport, like me.
And it's possible.
Certainly very difficult to talk about hockey if you don't really understand it.
I agree.
Especially if your partner, Mr. Boomer Esiason, is a hockey expert.
There's no doubt about it, because then all of a sudden he can talk circles around you.
Yeah.
And that, I get it from that standpoint, but I think we've done the audience a disservice. I'm not saying it's going to be 24/7 hockey by any stretch.
That would
but
be
the
wild.
Notion that, you know, no one even pays attention to them in November and December and January is nonsense.
Not true. Yeah,
it's not. And yet we go goo goo gaga over baseball, and the baseball ratings are awful.
Yes, even locally.
Like, get horrible.
A, couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, both SNY and Yes, there were a couple years ago, they were putting out press releases when they had, like, a game that had 400,000 people watching it.
Right.
It was like, oh, my gosh, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Which means,
look what we have here.
Most of the time, they're not.
Correct.
And I love baseball. You know that. And I love basketball, but, man, we have shorted hockey, and I don't understand.
Mm. Well, listen, Boomer is going to make sure that doesn't happen today.
Nor should it.
The NBA suspended Patrick Beverley, Jerry, for 4 games without pay for throwing the ball at fans and for his interaction with the ESPN reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he will take those at the beginning of next season?
Yeah.
4 games?
Yeah, so he makes almost $14 million a year, it looks like. I don't know if he's an impending free agent. I'm not sure. But it's going to cost him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Cost him a lot of money.
When you make $14 million a year, suspending 4 games, Jerry, I did the math, he's going to lose $400 million.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I take that back. That was 2022. This past season, he made $4
million. Oh, okay. Oh, so
still going to cost him money.
Still going to cost money. You think players notice that? Like, if you're making $4 million, that's not $50 million. He's making $4 million. You're losing 4 game checks.
Yeah, you notice.
You notice that.
Yeah.
That little dent.
It is a dent. I mean, because you know what your paycheck is. It's going to be lighter, clearly.
How many paychecks, Jerry, would you need to lose before you took notice?
Like, one.
If just the company stopped paying you, how many weeks would you figure that out?
You won. Like, where's my money? Direct deposit. Hun, we're not paying the mortgage.
So after the first one, you'd be like, huh, I was expecting to be paid
this
today.
This is problematic. Yes.
But you don't think Patrick Beverley is going to have to be like, hold, I can't pay my cable bill this month.
No, I don't think that'll be the case at all.
But
it'll be just fine.
But he will lose enough to buy cars. You ever think about that? Like, these players, sometimes for one game, they could buy like a really nice car.
Yeah, and they do. Some of them have homes that have like 5 and 6 car garages just to store their cars they don't drive.
Yeah, or you'll hear like in the NFL, somebody was fined for like a headhunting hit. And they were fined like the equivalent of buying like 3 really nice cars.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you make $60 million a year, like, I think Damian Lillard makes 50. Is it Lillard or is it? Hold on. It might be Steph Curry. One of these guys makes like $58 million a year, which is just insane. That's almost $1 million a game.
Yeah, so if you miss 4 game checks, like Patrick Beverley's going to miss, you're noticing that.
Highest paid NBA player today, all right, in 2024 is Steph Curry, 56 million. I'm sorry, not 58, damn. 56 million. And then Kevin Durant is 52 million.
That's cool.
And where are they? Home.
Home.
Even
not
though
playing.
Steph Curry won championships and Durant won too. But yeah, I mean, the numbers, if you break that down, that's a lot of cash, man.
Sure is.
And that's, you know what's amazing about that? We sit there and talk about like that's all they make. The amount of money they make off the floor as well from endorsements and stuff. So Steph Curry at 50, I'm going to say 56 million a year, but it's a lot of zeros. My God. Divided by 82 games, right? $682,000 a game.
Yeah, nice game check. Here's your game check.
Wow. I always liked when A-Rod got that, whatever it was, the $250 million deal. And because that at that time was nuts. I remember there were articles written about how much money he was making per inning, per at bat, per home run. Like, oh, my God. It's crazy.
It gets a little crazy.
It sure does.
Jerry, is this a total weasel move by the Indiana Pacers filing a complaint for over 78 different calls at the Garden over these?
No, I think it's something you have to do. And we talked about this yesterday when it came out on the show.
All 78, though?
Yeah. I think if you want to make your point.
How old is my show sheet? I thought yesterday was just 29 calls. Now they've got
no, it was 78 was the
78.
Number.
78?
It was 78. I think what happens is if you see, I understand if you're Rick Carlisle, you look like a whiner. And I would, if I was a Knick fan, I'd be calling him that
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Too. But if I'm a Pacer fan, I'd be like, hey, stand up for your team, you weasel. I don't think you can win either way, quite frankly. I think you have to show the league that your guys sucked. And this is how bad you sucked at doing these games. 78 seems egregious to me. I don't know if it was really 78. But If you missed a lot of calls, you send them into the league to make them aware of it. I know it happens at even at the college level. When officials make mistakes, you send them into the league. Like, do you show these guys that they screwed this up and that up? And, you know, and all you get is an apology. But I don't think it's a bad thing to do.
I would love to get a number from the NBA when they go, we looked at these 78 calls. Here's how many were correct. Be great if they go, we got 75 of these right.
Yeah, but you know that that's so not the case.
Zip it,
you know that's
Carlisle.
Not. If watching it, you know that's not right.
That there were what would you give it at 78 calls? How
I
many?
I bet you in the 40s were probably accurately called wrong.
We're wrong
In terms of what they sent in.
So almost half. You would say.
I would think
or
so.
A little
yeah,
more than half.
I mean, just watching the game, Alan. This comes to the inconsistency of the officials. Just watching the games, it's like you see in the first 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, okay, they're going to call the game this way and just let them kill each other. Like, if it's a foul, it's a foul. And we get away from that, and they create more problems for themselves by not officiating the games consistently. What's a foul week one should be a foul in the playoffs, but that's not the way they do it.
That happens in the NFL, too,
sure
right?
does.
Does
yeah.
it happen in hockey?
So hockey used to be, I've said this a few times, hockey, when I was growing up, the third, and maybe Eddie remembers this, too, the third period of a hockey game used to be a free-for-all. They would never call a penalty in the third period. And somewhere along the way, that changed. But, yeah, the hockey was always like that. And
what
it
about,
was weird.
What about baseball playoffs? Do they squeeze the hitters or help out the hitters
in
the playoffs?
I don't know. I think umpires have their own strike zones, which shouldn't be either. I think they
weird.
Probably stay true to what they call, but I don't know.
Well, I guess all officials have their own things. Like, I'm sure there's NFL refs that have their own pass interference calls. Like,
you might be right, where they look for specific things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you might
like
be right.
The umps have their own boxes.
Their own boxes and strike zones.
Yeah, box.
I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm here. I got a lot of good questions.
All right, well, we got another couple minutes to go when we get back. We'll take a break now. We got Boomer and Geo standing by. We've got an Odyssey Sports Minute. Bart Winkler.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
About a minute or so left when we're in Geo standing. By the way, 2 weeks from today is the kickoff of the summer show.
That's right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from today, Jerry, we're going to be outside in Belmar, freezing, because 5 a.m. is going to be cold.
Look at it this way. Could be worse. Could be today. Raining
yes.
and 50.
Right. Ooh. We always do get on that show, no matter what the temperature is, warm or cool. There's a morning dew, Jerry, that just sits on top
and saturates my computer.
Yeah. So, right. It wets our computers. Any of the live commercial copy we have is just wet.
That's the negative part about literally being across the street outside from the ocean.
Yes.
Problematic.
Maybe I'll walk there this year.
I thought you did last year.
No, it's too far of a walk for me.
Oh, okay. Well, just why when you walk whimsy, just keep
rolling.
Keep walking.
Tell the dog, listen, you'll be up on the stage laying underneath.
Maybe someone will adopt her.
Ooh, interesting, Jerry. Do a contest. Win whimsy.
No, you can't do that.
I'll make sure it's in the good home, Jerry.
Oh,
I'm not going to give her
yes.
to just some random person.
You'd go
it's
home
be
so happy.
A loving home.
You imagine the weight off your shoulders.
Starting the summer, Jerry. Summer dog free. Just me.
Why don't you loan the dog for the summer?
Just singing zippity-doo-da, zippity-day.
Just till Labor Day.
Just start tipping people left and right. I'm so happy, Jerry. Oh, look at that.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station.